What's up, beautiful babies? Welcome to the episode of Get Close. I'm annoying Gio.
And I'm really cool.
You are pretty cool.
Bar.
When I do these fucking intros, I annoy the shit out of myself. You know that?
I think they're cute.
I think sometimes I go a little too far. And then as I'm doing it, like this fucking, I'm like, man, bitch, shut up.
I think they're cute.
I think I'm my best friend and also my worst enemy.
So the best friend is like, you go, girl, keep with that.
No, it changes. So like right now, yeah. I was the best friend going, bitch, you annoying, shut up. And I'm like, ooh, you right. Okay, I'm gonna tone it down. Yeah.
What makes you wanna like stick to it? Because you don't really, you commit.
Stick to what?
You commit. You don't go like, what up, Gig? And whatever. Hey, what's up, Art? You know, it's like you don't shut yourself off.
Yeah.
Like you go, get
Well, I'm like, fuck it. I already made a right turn into fucking stupid ass annoying town. Might as well just get out of this lane, close it up nicely, and just keep it moving, you know?
Oh, I see.
It's like I fall on my face. And instead of getting up and or like sitting down there and going like, I'm so embarrassed. And then looking around the room to see like who caught that.
Yeah. You might as well run into the bathroom like, and stick your head in the toilet.
No. I'll fall and I'll just fucking laugh it off and just keep it moving, baby.
Oh, I see.
As we were getting ready right now, I was looking at your fucking toenails. And this is something about you that I just don't understand because I can't let this happen. You let your toenails get so fucking long that it gives me anxiety.
Okay.
You know why?
Why?
Because like, so like, I just imagine your toenails getting caught on something, bending backwards and then breaking off. Exactly. How do you let them grow long? I can't let mine grow at all.
I fucking hate maintenance. You know that?
Yeah, you don't say.
No. I'm not even talking about this kind of shit. Like my ideal world, as I'm working, my chair would be a toilet, right? Because I always get in the zone. And then when I get in the zone, I get some sick-ass fucking ideas only to be interrupted by shit, or pee. And I'm like, fuck, I got to fucking get up and lose momentum. And I fucking hate haircuts. So if there was like a machine that I could just sit there and as I'm working, the machine comes and goes, like fucking laser cut my hair. I could just shit and piss. And then my toenail, like I have a, like if the keyboard, you stick off 10 fingers in and it's like nibbling at your nails while you're typing. Oh, that'd be the best.
It sounds like you've thought about this shit before.
A lot.
Because these are all inventions that I cannot come up with off the dome. So it's a fucking keyboard that as you're typing, it's shaving your nails down.
Yeah.
That's fucking rad.
It's because I have OCD, right? So when you have OCD, you
every time I talk to you, the OCD conversation changes. By the
way, why?
Yeah, because you're like, I think I have OCD. To now, it's more like, I have slight OCD to literally today. Now you're saying you have it straight up.
Well, I got diagnosed when I was a kid.
How old?
12, 13.
Who the fuck did I marry? And how was that diagnosed? Like, well, how did we lead up to you even needing a diagnosis?
So, as you know, I'm pretty stellar in school when it comes to mischievousness.
Jumping around.
When it comes to mischievousness,
yeah.
Right? So when I was in junior high, like 12, 13, like when I tried, I would get like the top score in the class for almost all my classes. And if I didn't give a fuck.
Are you fucking saying you're too goddamn smart so you get bored?
Maybe.
Because I can't fucking relate.
Or maybe I'm stupid. Or.
Well, I've never been the top of the class ever.
What if you really tried? You tried really hard.
I don't even know what that's like.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I don't even know if I've ever really tried. Because I think halfway through, my best friend comes in and is like, take it easy. You've done enough. And I'm like, you right, bitch.
That's what happens when you have a Mexican best friend. It holds you back in life. So none of my best friends are inside Mexican. So they're all like geeks.
What the fuck? Why did you have to look up, you fucking loser?
Well, I'm visualizing. Really? I got Eugene. I got Andy. I got Aaron. You know?
Eugene's the Korean one, huh?
Yeah.
Okay, go.
And he's the one that drives me because he's full of revenge. And when I'm like in those classes, I don't know why. Maybe because school was too easy. So I needed to have my own internal competition. So I remember... And so, like, I think it started, some of this revenge stuff started, I think, I think this fucking, like, hate studying, I think started, like, even back in fourth grade.
What the fuck is hate studying? Like, hate fucking?
Yeah, you know, hate fucking, but you hate study? It's the same shit. Makes people horny. But when I was in fourth
grade. It must be an Asian thing.
It might be.
I've never heard that.
When I was in fourth grade in Mrs. Anderson's class, I think they wanted to see where everyone's math level was at. So if you kind of need a little bit of help, you'll be math team B. If you're like kind of ahead of the curve, you'll be math team A. And then that way, when it came down to math, she'll break it down into two classes, even though there's only like 30 something students. So we got
That's
this worksheet.
A fuck ton of students.
Yeah. So we got these worksheets, right? And then they're old school. Remember back when we went to school, like it was almost still like screen projector days, PowerPoint. Yeah. So all the worksheets are from like 70s or whatever, right? So they're like half Xerox. They probably used the same master copy over and over. They lost that. So now they use a more faint one to copy. So a lot of the math problems were like just
single. I thought that shit was fucking lazy, by the way.
What was?
I was like, why don't these teachers just fucking redo it? Like, why do they let this shit get Xeroxed to the point where she can't even make it or he can't make it out?
Yeah, yeah. But this is where it all starts.
Okay, anyway.
So there'll be this
Thank
worksheet.
Thank you for letting me vent.
Yeah, there's these worksheets that have like 50 problems on there, right? And it's one number on top of one number. As you get to the bottom, there might be like two numbers, one number. To the bottom, two numbers, right? Like double digit. Stacked across the very iconic mathematics line that goes to the bottom, right? But it's faintly printed. So when we get these sheets, because we're in fourth grade, I'm 9 years old, I look at them and I'm like, I can't read half of this shit. So I'm gonna assume they're all multiplication. This has got to be, because addition, like in nine, when you're nine, doing double digit addition, I'm like,
that's stupid.
Fucking pussy shit, right? So I was like, bam, ready, go. Boom, done. I was the first one done because I always have these internal, I guess the hate studying started even before that. But I just always wanted to beat everyone. I turn it into Miss Anderson. She starts going like this.
What a
All
bitch.
All wrong.
What a bitch.
All wrong.
Fuck you, Miss Anderson.
And then I started looking and it would be like 3/4 with the line. And then I put 12, right? And then wrong.
Is it supposed to be fucking 7?
And then, yeah, and I was like looking at their answer key and I'm like, Mrs. Anderson, she's like, you got all of them wrong.
Is she that fucking stupid? She didn't
She
didn't go, oh, Barton.
No.
You silly goose.
What was the first
You're
day of class?
You're so smart. It doesn't matter. You know that it's fucking multiplication, yeah. You fucking dumbass adult.
So you know the caliber of teachers there are. So
where? What school district are we talking about?
Well, Cerrillo is a really good school.
Oh, so she's part of that?
Yeah, and she always wore nice skirts too. But she
were
couldn't.
Were they short or were they long?
They could be shorter.
Why the fuck? They could be shorter?
Yeah.
Why the fuck are you looking at her skirts, dude? You knew we were going to get married. Why fuck would you do that?
I'm 4 feet tall. That's all I saw. I just saw skirt and panty. Especially when she bent over.
You're so nasty.
So anyways, I was like, oh, Miss Anderson, I did multiplication. So that's why I wrote 12. And then she was like, so she redid the whole thing. And now I got all of them right. So while the rest of the class was doing addition, I did multiplication.
And they were still sitting there doing it?
And I was the first one, and second place didn't even come close. Second place probably finished like 10 minutes after me.
Dude, I would have been the last person to finish. I suck at taking tests. I always doubt myself. It could be like...
How do you... Okay, 3 times 4. What is the doubtfulness there?
That's like really easy, right? But then, like, let's say it was, like, addition, right? Like, say right now you give me a 2 plus 2.
Okay, 7 plus 8. What is that? Well, tell me, 7 plus 8.
15. Fine. So then, what?
Pretty good.
Well,
that's faster than I thought it was going to be.
Fuck you. What was I saying? No, it's just when it's too easy, I'm like, no. Because I always think I'm a dumbass. Like, I always think I'm a fucking idiot. So then when it's too easy, right? Like, I don't know. If the lady buys 4 eggs, she drops 2 on the floor, how many does she have left? I'm like, well, duh, she's only going to have 2. And I'm like, but wait, is this like a trick question? Like, why is it so easy? Wait, what? Like, now I got to start, I start doing unnecessary work. I'm like, does something about what she was wearing, like, did they say that? Like, wait, why did they have to point out that she had a polka dotted dress? Oh, shit, is that telling me something? And then I read into
it's
it way
too. It's a math problem.
I know. I'm just saying in general, when it comes to taking tests.
I see.
Just generally, I always overthink it to the point where I think myself out of the correct answer.
So what would you put? She has 4 eggs, she drops 2. What would you put?
Okay, well, that's just a bad example,
would
right?
Would you put 0 because she got so pissed so she slammed all of them on the ground?
Maybe I would do that. But remember when we had to take our driving test all over again? I missed a bunch of like the fucking da-da's.
Yeah, it's the easiest test in the world.
And I was just like, How the fuck did I miss that? And you're like, no, they really meant like, you know, what are you supposed to do when you see a red light? And I'm like, no way. No way they're handing out.
It still blows my mind because it'll literally be a question that is literally like this. Someone cuts you off. What is the appropriate action to take? And it goes, A, speed up and flip them off. B, honk at them until you get their attention. 3, maintain a gap and give them some safety distance.
There's always one that's in the middle.
No, it's
pull over and let them pass or some bullshit.
And throw like down.
Speed up and
no, but pull over and throw down.
No, there's that middle one, and I always pick that middle one, and I'm like, come on, dude. I'm like, it can't be that fucking stupid. But then I'm that stupid that I still get it wrong.
Well, the when it comes to the driving test, I think the ones that are tricky are like the distance or numbers based one. Cause then in that I'm kind of like I don't know. So like how far away should you start slowing down from the stop sign or something? It's like 100 feet, 200 feet, 300 feet.
I'm
like,
oh yeah, that one is rough.
Cause that's not really like commonsensical. That's just more. Do you know what the actual number is?
Yeah, cause you're fucking smart.
So those ones I'm like whatever. But all the other ones like 40 out of the 50 problems, they're usually common sense based.
They are, but I just make it so hard for myself because I'm like, it can't be this easy. Someone's trying to pull a fast one on me.
Oh, boys.
Anyway, so, okay. So that's nine. You're 9 years old, fourth grade. That was the first time you realized what? That you're smart and you get bored? And how do we lead to the OCD?
I think that jump started my...
Because it's not the hate math because you said you had that before.
I guess then. I had probably a little bit of hate math. But it really, I think, ignited the hate fucking studying. Because I was just like, how dare me? Like you, or how dare you? You saw me as such low intelligence that you saw 3/4 and then 2/6 and all these other numbers that you could clearly just like glance across and you knew I did multiplication and you still marked them all wrong only for a 9-year-old to correct a 45-year-old lady.
You were looking up her skirt. You're looking up fucking 45-year-old pussy, you nasty.
Yeah, because two... pussies, lips times one butthole is still two.
You're disgusting.
Yeah, so I was like, damn. So I think since then I just had like this like maybe like chip on my shoulder that how could someone assume I was that stupid?
And that's the pivotal, that's like the memory that stuck with you that moment.
Yeah, and I think from that point on, almost like I have the same almost like a track record. I take a new class. Or take a new subject or whatever, the first test, usually like 100%. And after that, Fs, 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 Fs. Like if I feel like I could own this class, I would try my hardest, the first one. And not even try my hardest, I would take Chinese school into the motherfucker. So you know when I was in Chinese school, like it's not, like you can get A++++++, right? A plus is already 100%, so how do you get A++? Because they also grade you on calligraphy, like composition of the Chinese word. So you can write, like, let's say the answer is...
That is crazy.
Yeah. So like
they're like, you fucking nailed it. But then the other students would be like, but my work is neater.
Yeah.
Then now you get a plus plus.
Why do you think Asian kids got the best penmanship?
That's fucking crazy.
Yeah. So like you can write, maybe the answer to a question is like, go, go, right? Like it's dog. And you write, go. And if you write it all sloppy, but the teacher can still read it, that'll be 100%. But at the end of the test, if the other person wrote it perfectly. And
I fucking hate that.
And perfectly in the square, then they'll get it, right? So sometimes.
They can't wait to make you a teacher's pet. Fuck that.
Honestly, teacher's pets do really good in Asia.
No shit.
Like crazy.
Yeah, they're probably the plus, 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 plus. Fuck those kids.
Yeah. But some.
I'm a hater.
Some fucking classes I owned, like I fucking like. Grab my teacher's skull
and
fuck them so hard that I'll finish the test fucking fast, right? I look around and I'm like, what the fuck? That fool's still on page one? I'm already finished with all 5 pages. I'll literally go back and Chinese school it. So like, you know, the type of shit where you go, where you match?
Match what?
Like answer the question.
Oh, uh-huh. You make the line straighter?
Yeah, I'll just fuck it. I'm like, I got so much time. I'll erase all of them. And then I'll get like a ruler and I'll like, okay, that's a perfect line for you, teacher, because it's so fucking boring. And then another one, like let's say here's a blank, right? And like, let's say I wrote the answer here. I'll erase it and center the word over the line. I was just like, oh, fuck. So I was like.
We were so opposite. As I was taking a test, let's say I'm looking at fucking, you.
what's the polka dot dress have to do with anything?
That, and also I'd be like, oh, fuck, they're already turning the page. Fuck.
I had so much time. I'll probably take the side of the test, draw the lady with the polka dot with the polka dot dress, dropping the egg so you can flip it and watch the animation happen.
Probably, and I'm still fucking on page one.
Yeah, and I'm like, dude, are you fucking kidding me? This is fucking easy as fuck.
Fuck. Yeah. And is this coming from your mom's ass beatings? That you're like so snappy? Or is it like a combination of like you're already pretty smart, plus your mom had you in advance? Like, it's just like the perfect storm.
I think it's probably a perfect storm because kind of like you, when my mom had me, she was eating like all the perfect things that she was supposed to eat. So she's like, oh, first trimester, you got to eat like dates or some shit. You know, second trimester, like, oh, the brain is developing, so let's get some fish oils or whatever her Chinese way of doing things.
Yeah.
So I think she was really trying to make sure like she had like the healthiest baby. So she did that.
That's hilarious because you came out so fucked.
Well, I was also vegetarian for like the first like 12 years of my life.
Yeah, but you're also flat-footed. You have asthma. Your eyes are fucked.
Thank you.
You have bloody noses all the goddamn time.
Imagine what I would have been. Stinky head. Imagine what I would have been if she didn't eat all that shit. What I would have.
Or you would have probably been the other way if she would have at least had some fucking protein intake.
Yeah, and then yeah, so she she did what I'm call.
You look so sad.
My mom tried her best.
Hey, she did good with your brain because you have a big ass cranium, so it's all good.
I know. I think I have the head of someone that's supposed to be like 6'2 or something.
You fucking, it looks like it.
Yeah, but
I'm happy you have a thick neck.
Too bad everything else is small. So yeah, she did all that, and then she taught me how to do addition when I was in preschool, already like double over, like 35 plus 43. So if you're doing that shit at like 3 or 4 years old, you know, no wonder when I was 9 taking a test, I was like, there's no way that we're doing addition. I was doing this before I even started kindergarten. Come on. And then, yeah, and then so like she would drive to preschool. And then she would really want me to get good at math because she was good at math. So she'd be like, 14 plus 47, too slow. Boom, just whack me in the face. 31 plus 33, too slow. Boom, whack me in the face. So I'm just getting my ass beat on the way to fucking this preschool in San Pedro. 31
plus 33, you should have got your ass beat because that's pretty fucking easy.
Really? Even as a 3-year-old? Tiger can't do it.
Fair, yeah. No, Tyke's a different breed. Tyke's a fun boy.
He's a 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. 5, mama. Yeah, so like, I think.
But he's a happy dude.
Yeah, so I think because of that, I was like really fast.
Yeah.
And then, yeah. And then she taught me multiplication. Like, this is the fun, this is the type of fun shit that we would have. Like, in first grade, like, people would go and play basketball with their dad. My mom's making memorize like multiplication tables when I was 6. So I think I already knew all that shit. So fucking advanced that the rest of the school became so fucking easy. So that
and she didn't know shit about the LA school like district, or just not even LA, but just the US school, right? Like, she didn't know that the curriculum was so behind compared to like whatever's going on in Asia. Or was she aware? Or she probably just assumed, right, that like all schools run the exact same way.
I think what she didn't assume, what she didn't realize, is that her pre-teaching me was going to fuck me over.
Oh.
Yeah. Because, like, it's fair. Not, because Cerritos, like, the school district there is actually pretty good. And they teach age-appropriate stuff, you know? So it wasn't that the school was behind. I was just ahead. And then because I was so ahead, I was so fucking bored.
Got it. Okay, so at what point are you like, this motherfucker got OCD.
So I think once I started having that hate studying thing, that I'm gonna start owning every fucking teacher. Then like as the tests became easier and easier, and I got better at better and better at that, like that's when I think like my OCD tendencies it started to come out more. Like I already had like weird OCD. I have to close the door a certain way.
How old are we talking?
As soon as I had responsibilities, maybe like 6 or 7. Like if my mom were like, hey, lock the door, it had to be like top down. Ch-ch-ch-ch. I couldn't like do it, whatever. If I started at the bottom, like, oh shit. So I'd unlock the bottom. So, you know, if you have to lock the top and the bottom, if someone locks the bottom, they go, oh, just lock the top. No, I had to unlock the bottom, start from the top and go down. I had like these little weird quirks.
What else?
That I didn't even know what the label was. So I just lived with it. You know, it wasn't like, oh, I have OCD. It's just like, oh, that's weird. I have to do this.
Oh, it even felt weird to you?
Yeah, because I would, because to me, it's not logical. I'm like, if you need to lock two locks and I locked one of them, then I just lock the other one. Why do I have to unlock the other one to lock it
back? So you would fight yourself? You'd be like, what the fuck am I doing?
I would be like, what's this feeling? This is a weird feeling. Oh, shit. And then that's the obsessive part, you know? Yeah. So I'm like, what's this weird feeling that I gotta go do it for some reason?
Yeah.
Or okay. If I have to pee before I go to sleep, I have to pee before I eat. And then it'll be like, during recess, I just peed. So now it's lunchtime. I know I don't have any pee, but why do I have to go to the bathroom and still try to force a dropout? Like, it's so weird.
Okay, so we're talking about 6, now moving on up.
Moving up to junior high. And then so in junior high, when I started getting into hella trouble, that's when my assistant principal, shout out to Mr. Tarpley, he's super fucking cool. He was the one that brought in the district psychologist to see what was going on with me. Because he was like, because I think a lot of teachers, they didn't really have like faith in me. So they just kind of ruled me out. Bart's a bad kid. He just like gets into trouble and all that shit.
How are people so dumb? It's never just because the person's bad.
Yeah.
Fucking teachers, man. If you're a fucking teacher, get your shit straight.
Yeah, but shout out to Mr. Tarpley, because Mr. Tarpley was the one that was like, you know what? Like, Bart's actually really smart. I need to figure out what's going on.
That's really cool.
Because I don't think it's just him being in trouble, because he would literally crush a test and then he fucks up, you know?
Yeah, I'm like seeing all these pictures of you when you were a kid with your fucking thick ass round glasses and your like fucking stereotypical Asian haircut and just looking all dorky and shit. I'm like, fuck, I fucking hate you.
Why do you hate me?
Because you're causing all this trouble, and like, I wasn't a troublemaking kid, you know? And I'm like, I fucking hate that guy. I'm trying to fucking figure out what the fucking polka dotted bitch did.
Like, why is this test so fucking hard? How does he finish so fast?
Yeah, and he looks so fucking geeky. He has no goddamn steez. Fucking loser.
Yeah, so I would. And so the teacher, the district psychologist ended up saying I have like ADD, ADHD, and have a slight OCD.
How did they figure that shit out? You don't know, huh?
You do tests. Oh, and at the same time, they ran an IQ test. They wanted to see if I was stupid or not.
But they know you're not stupid.
Well, they don't know, because that's like a 1.0 GPA.
I see.
So I think that's when I first
found... Oh, like if you had like learning disabilities?
Yeah. So and that's when they found out like my IQ was actually really high as a junior high kid. I think I scored like, I think 135 or 145.
Out of?
Well, if you're like, I think anything over 160 or 170, you're like a genius or something. But I was...
So you're not a genius, but you're pretty close.
But I was 12.
What does that mean?
So imagine what it is now. It could be. I don't know. I don't even know enough about the world to fully execute that exam yet.
I see.
You know what I mean? Like if you ask me what's a period, I'm like, I don't even know what a period is. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Yeah. Or like, do you know how to vote? I'm like, I don't even understand how democracy, like the world's, like the amount of like with my 12 years of concepts, I was able to like do that well on an adult exam.
Fine. I'm just trying to talk shit, but that is pretty fucking smart. Good for you.
And the IQ test?
Yeah.
Was fucking up my alley like crazy. I was like, can all fucking tests be like this? Fucking sick.
Are you serious?
Yeah. So there'll be like some of them are kind of like brain teasers where like they show.
Oh no, I'm so fucked.
No. It's very objective though. Oh my God. So one of them will be
to
like.
You.
So one of them will be like a diagram, right?
Yeah.
Like here's a diagram. And here's all these random shapes. Make these shapes look like that. And then boom, kitchen timer. So the minute I saw that timer, I was like, because I was like, finally a challenge, you know? So it should be like, boom, and it'll be like set to like, I don't know, 60 seconds or something.
Did you roll your eyes before you started? And then did it? Because well, like, I'm about to school this bitch.
I think I was about to. I was probably like, okay, all right. And then I saw the timer. I was like, and then start doing it. I loved it. I fucking love that stuff.
Damn.
Yeah.
Yeah, that ain't my shit at all. I'm a fucking idiot.
They're kind of fun. Some of them are kind of like festival games. You know the kind where like here's like 20 objects under a blanket. Memorize as many as you can, and then cover it.
Yeah, I fuck myself over with those two.
And you start listing them out.
Because I'm like, oh, easy, bam, 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 and I'm like, but was it? Wait, that was way too easy. Stop. Okay, well, no, let's think about it. And then I start questioning myself, and then I fuck myself. I'm telling you, I fucking self-sabotage like a motherfucker.
That's cute.
I'm stupid.
I know you are.
Thank you. Okay, so then
So that's when I first officially got diagnosed with it.
Got it.
With ADD, ADHD, OCD, and then I also found out my mom had low IQ.
Okay.
Because my mom's like,
you can't just fucking say
she
that.
Was like this. She's like, 135? I'm like, what's yours, mom? She's like, I think I got 90. I'm like, damn, what the fuck? I'm like, I think you're dumb.
Really? What's considered dumb?
I didn't say that, but I said it in my brain.
Of course. But what's considered dumb?
I think like 80 or 90. I think the range
it's
is like
the average, you mean?
Yeah, it's average.
Okay, so average for you is dumb?
Well, compared to the standard my mom's trying to hold me to.
I see.
Like every time my mom was whooping my ass, my grandma always like, what do you want Bart to be? The president or something? So it was like my mom was holding up to this extremely high standard starting as a kid.
She couldn't even live up to it.
Yeah, and she has a fucking 80 IQ. Come on, dude.
I love how it dropped 10 points. Good for you. Yeah, give it to her. Give it to her. I was
like, come on, are you fucking kidding me?
Yeah, so she got how many points?
Fucking 75.
Yeah, fucking dumbass.
Yeah.
Okay, so then how do we tie that back to you fucking having claws, dude?
Okay, good. I'm glad that we're telling this Christopher Nolan movie that goes forwards and backwards and forwards and backwards. So, because I have OCD, it's really hard for me. Like, once I am dialed in on a task or initiative, it's really hard to pull me off of it. Because and because I have ADHD. Because if you pull me off of it, I don't give a fuck about it anymore.
Oh, shit.
And so because I know that about myself, so they're almost like two like superpowers that pull you away from success. Because I know that about myself, I try to keep myself in the cockpit. You know what I mean?
Fair.
So for example, what's something that's fucking important that's going on right now?
What do you mean? Like right now we're podcasting.
Here's a simple example. This is fucking crazy, but it's not like this.
Don't test me, bro. I fucking told you my anxiety. God damn it.
Let's say,
was that the right answer at least?
No.
Fuck.
Let's say I'm supposed to go pick up Taika from school. Okay. And then I go, I hear the little voice in my head, your voice. You didn't even cut your fucking nails. I'm like, oh, fuck. You know what? You're right.
Why did I say it so nicely?
I'm like, oh, okay. So I pull over. I cut my nails. Then I don't give a fuck about Taika. I'm like chilling. I'm in a different mindset now.
What do you mean? Like it just, you forget that he even exists?
The urgency to pick him up is not even there.
So now what happens?
I'll go home.
And then you go home and you're like, oh fuck, I got
to
pick him up.
Dad texts you, can you go pick up Taika? I had to cut my nails.
That's never happened though. Like that's not even something you do.
That's why my nails are this long.
But you don't have like designated grooming time? Like, when you're taking a shower, I hear you clip it. Why not do it every fucking week?
Well, when I'm in the shower and I'm doing it, I'm already, like, three fucking weeks past due.
Yeah, no, it's gnarly, man. I see it, and I'm like, holy fuck. I can just already see it chip. Like, Tycho right now, because, like, he's a little-ass boy. He doesn't understand. So, like, when I do go cut his nails, when he does jiu-jitsu, I have to keep him really groomed because he can't be fucking clawing people, including his feet. When I look at his feet, it looks like someone just like was like randomly biting his toenails because they're all chipped and cracked because he plays so hard and he's holding on to shit. And I'm like, as a kid, fine, I get it. Sometimes there's like a little bit of blood. Oh man, that's making me cringe like crazy. And then I see yours and I'm like, oh, and then you put fucking your socks over it. And then you put shoes and I imagine your fucking claws scraping the inside of the fucking the toe box. And I'm like, ah, you know what else drives me fucking crazy? What? And I didn't realize, and I don't know where this comes from.
What?
And I remember the fucking perfect, I have the memory of when I saw it that it made me feel so uncomfortable inside.
What?
And I still feel it till this day, especially when I get a pedicure. Okay. You know your little pinky toe?
Yeah.
When that is like, ah! Okay, so when you put that, like if I put this over, or like I move it in like outside of what it needs to be. So when people are wearing sandals and their pinky toes sticking out, that fucking drives me crazy. Or if they're wearing like lacy sandals.
Bitch, you got OCD.
Maybe. But you know when they're wearing not lacy, but like different like tiritas. You know what I mean? Like little.
The fuck's a tirita? What the fuck is a tirita?
In Spanish, like a tirita, like a little strap. Like little straps.
Okay.
And they're wearing like sandals and then their little fucking toe sticks out of one of those tirita spaces.
Yeah.
I'm like, bitch, put your fucking toe back in the fucking thing with all your other toes.
I think that's how our toes are supposed to operate. I think our toes are supposed to spread.
And that's fine. It's spread. I don't mind the spreading, but it's like when it moves. So when like I'm getting my pedicure done.
Yeah.
And then she like these, she pushes these down and this one up. I'm like, oh my God, oh my God, oh my God, oh my God, please stop, please stop.
I think you got OCD.
That's the only weird shit I do that have.
What?
All right.
What'd you just say?
I'm still thinking about it. So I remember I was in like third grade in the fucking, I was in the sandbox after school because my mom was a teacher. So I always had to stay after school and like just fuck off for like a few hours while she got her work done. So I was in the sandbox and then one of the students' mom came and she was wearing sandals and her fucking pinky toe was sticking out of the sandal.
It's scraping the floor?
Not scraping the floor, but it's just sticking out. So it's like, because you know how some people's toes like are straight and sometimes like they walk, but it still sticks up?
Like your mom's West Side toes?
Oh, come on. She's got arthritis in her feet.
Well, your mom's fucking repping harder though.
Yeah, she is. Okay. So like hers was sticking out. And I remember looking at that and I felt like I was going to throw up. Like not because it was disgusting, but it just made me feel so uncomfortable.
Yeah.
I couldn't do it in the sandbox. And I was like, bitch, oh, fuck. And I just kept looking at it. It was just made me feel so uncomfortable. What do you keep
looking at it for? Stop looking at it then.
You know when you have like the fucking nasty shit smell? Just
threw some sand on it.
I'm not gonna get in trouble, you fucking troublemaker. You see, I'm so glad we didn't grow up together. Fuck, it makes me feel so yucky inside. You can't relate, huh?
Nah.
Fuck. Can we just change the subject?
I think the thing that makes me feel weird and yucky, have you ever seen some people got moles that look like mushrooms?
Moles?
That look like mushrooms.
What does that mean?
Like I see it on like, this is the one teacher that we had on her neck.
It
would grow like a stem and then a bulb at the end of the stem.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
It makes me want to go and like cut it.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Why don't you cut it?
I grew up with seeing that a lot of that because my dad had it. My sister has it. Like, what? I think it's prone in my family. Yeah, it's just
Your dad got mushrooms?
Yeah. Yeah, and you get them actually cut off.
Oh, God.
Yeah, they can like do it with like the old school way is like you can do it with like a thread and just let the circulation and then it just falls off on its own. Or you can get it like freeze dried and then it falls off. They could surgically cut it.
I've never seen you with no mushrooms.
Who, me?
Yeah.
No, but it's in my family.
You better not have no mushrooms in front of me. That's disgusting.
I forgot what it's called. But my family has it. Like my dad has it. My sister has it.
Nah, I don't want to be seeing no fucking mushrooms, man.
He even had one on his eyelid.
Oh, he had a mushroom on the eyelid?
So I think for me, I'm used to seeing it.
Because when I saw that, I was like, why don't people, when they're cutting their nails, just fucking just cut it off?
Because it's skin. It still hurts.
Oh,
that's this conversation is going. Nasty.
Yeah, for me, I think because I have OCD, that's why my normal maintenance, OCD and ADHD, that's why my normal maintenance sucks. Like this truck right now is probably the first truck that I've never gone over miles before I got my oil change. Almost every other car, it's like if I was supposed to get an oil change at like 5,000 miles, I end up getting like 6,000 or 7,000. Like every single, because just all my personal maintenance stuff.
Yeah, you suck. Like you're those the things,
they never come at a good time, right? So you're always in the zone of something. And then so I'm like, okay, I'm finally motivated to go do this and crush it at this. Am I really going to let go of this to cut my nails for 15 minutes and then I don't give a fuck anymore?
Interesting. Yeah. I guess that makes sense.
Yeah.
Yeah, I guess that makes sense. And I can see the urgency why you maintain this truck so much is because you're literally driving like fucking 400 miles every 2 weeks.
I need it to operate. And because of my OCD, I think the first oil change that was required was at 5,000. I just got it changed at like 3,000. I was like, oh, fuck it. Because I know if I don't get it now, it's going to be fucking 9,000, you know?
Yeah, yeah,
so
yeah.
So I might as well just do it fucking early. I don't give a fuck.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I've been testing this new thing because I realized it's not even on you. Because before I thought you were trying to control me, but then it was just in my own brain.
When have I ever tried to control you?
It's just me. It's me though. It's completely me.
I'm not a controlling person.
Well, it's just for me. I think it's like probably the OCD in my own head.
Yeah.
Right? Where like I think before it would be like, let's say if I'm away from the family or something for like too much work. And it'll be like, oh, don't you want to spend time with us this weekend? And I'm, oh, that's true. And so I think that will haunt me to the point where I'm like, oh, fuck, if I get an oil change, I'm away from the family. Oh, if I cut my nails, I'm away from the family. So everything else, I just don't even like touch it, you know?
And it's yeah. I literally call you an absent father because it's so funny.
I know. But now I know they're joking around. I didn't know you were joking around before.
When I called you an absent father?
Yeah.
You're not an absent father. You're a highly involved father. What are you talking about?
Well, I don't know.
You're a fucking comedian, dude.
I know, but I got OCD and ADHD. You got to feel sorry for me.
I don't feel fucking sorry for you. I feel sorry for that neck lugging around that fucking fat ass head all day.
I know. So I just, I'm getting better, which is good. At 38 this year, I'm getting better. I'm trying to like understand my maintenance stuff is okay. I'm not going to drop the ball in other things. I'm really trying to like stick to it. Yeah. I'm starting to get the hang of being a human being.
And we would have so many fights of like you being like, I'm on top of my shit all the time.
Well, the important shit, like fucking nails, that's not even important. This is fuck, you know, we shouldn't even be cutting these. If we crawled around on our hands and knees the right way, we would be filing it down on the ground all day long. Like dogs don't cut their fucking nails, they don't need to.
They do cut their fucking nails. What are you talking about? If they're fucking
indoor pussies, a true fucking dog, like a true dog.
Yeah, yeah, they have them fucking, so little.
That's fucking playing around.
Yeah.
Like Tyson, we cut his nails zero times.
I cut his nails all the time.
Tyson?
Yeah.
Or Meatloaf?
Tyson.
No, you never cut Tyson's nails.
I couldn't cut his nails. You know why? Because he had those black talons and I was always so scared I was going
to
cut his
nails. You don't fucking need to come. It was the other dogs that we started having when we have these fucking German shepherds that live on wood floor. It's like, of course.
It was carpeted.
But then our old dog, that fool was a true dog.
Yeah, he was a pretty good dog.
It was a true one.
Oh, I can't wait to get dogs.
Yeah.
I want a dog so bad. I was trying to think of all the shit that makes me like, makes my skin crawl. And you remember when these fucking kids used to fucking flip their eyelids inside out? Ugh! Do you remember?
I thought they were fucking detarded.
Well, anyway, do you remember that?
Yeah.
Yeah. Ugh! And that shit would drive me crazy.
A lot of that elementary school shit, I just couldn't relate.
Yeah.
Like, people would do things. I think, like, the armpit farting, right? When I first discovered, I thought it was hilarious. And then fool's still doing it in the fifth grade. I'm like, are you serious? A lot of that shit. Like the
don't do it.
Or when people are like, can you do this with their tongue? And they make like a W.
So you couldn't do it.
I couldn't do it.
Can you do a taco? You can't do a taco? Wait, are you fucking with me?
I can't do it.
What?
I can't do it.
That makes sense now.
Why?
That makes sense. Do what? I just showed you. Do what? What do you want me to do? Yeah, no. We need the taco, dude. We need the taco.
Why do you need the taco?
You know why I need the taco.
You don't even have a penis.
What's the taco?
The taco's for the penis because it wraps the bottom of it perfectly.
No, you need the bowl for the penis, dude, though.
No, you close it up. If you close the hole, where's the penis going to go? Right there. That's that mouth pussy. That's that mouth pussy everyone talks about.
You're so stupid. I can't believe you can't do a taco. Who the fuck did I marry? An OCD non-fucking tongue taco guy.
I got the fucking cut, the clit jouster. Look at that.
That's so slow. All right. Well, everyone out there, please feel sorry for me. Because Bart's clit fucking licking game is soft. You gotta practice more.
Okay, fine.
And everyone decided to fucking cut their lawn right now. At this very moment. All right, fair. Okay, fine. I understand a little bit better why the nails are like that. But yeah, it's just one of those things that, like, at least before this conversation, I'm just like, I can't do it. Like, it's just driving me crazy.
That's like, why I've also have been having eczema on my balls, too. Like, aside from me taking, like, or the dermatologist.
This is such a fucking amazing segue, by the way.
Well, because, like, the dermatologist, right, they needed, like, a month in advance. So I did schedule it. But even just stuff like that, like little personal maintenance, it's so hard for me because once I'm in personal maintenance mode, then it goes like, pulls me off this. Then I'm like, well, I might as well get the whole fucking body maintained. I might as well order a fucking Brazilian wax or facials and do all that shit.
When have you ever done that to prove what you're just saying correct?
Because I always, as soon as I come over here, I go, get back over there.
Yeah, but how do you know that that's what you're going to do?
Because I can feel it all. I can feel it on the inside.
But you've never in the fucking 13, 15, 20 plus years that we've known each other.
Because I fucking slap myself back into place.
But you've never once done it, so how do you know?
Because I slap myself back into place. Sometimes like I say, I'm going and I go slap. I go right back there.
I don't believe it. I don't believe you'll let the fucking reins go like that.
No, it's not my reins. It's my OCD ADHD, right? So like fucking I'm focused. I'm locked in. And as soon as I go, oh, I got all this weird shit. My OCD is taking over. And then as soon as the ADHD breaks loose, boom, I don't give a fuck about this. Sayonara. I'm going to fucking go over here and I'm going to fucking do all this crazy shit, and then I'll come back like a month later, and guess what? All my businesses are destroyed.
I kind of want to see that. Not the businesses destroyed, obviously, but I do want to see you let go and give in.
No, you don't want to see it.
You've never even seen it.
I've seen it in small cases and other things.
Like?
Like when I got kicked out of school in third grade, you know?
That doesn't tell me anything. What does that mean? How do I know you let go? What did you let go of, and why did you, like, what
happened? So, picture, I think the picture ADHD and OCD, this combination, picture it like a magnet, okay? It's one of those where if it's stuck on tight, it's a superpower. It works really good. The minute it breaks free, it's fucking free to go anywhere else. And it can go into something that's also productive, wonk, or it can go into something that's unproductive and it'll go just as wonk.
What about that one? That one didn't move.
This is already gone. That one floated away.
Where does it go?
Nowhere. That's the mating, the receiving end. That thing's gone.
So which one is that? ADHD or OCD?
No, ADHD and OCD is in the same magnet right here.
And what's the other thing?
This is just random tasks.
Oh, I see. So that's the task.
So if it breaks free from this task and this goes over here and you've seen it in action.
For example?
Like fucking, like, let's say I'm designing a new Bottle Brigade shirt, right? And then I'm going, and then, like, we're supposed to, by the end of today, I need to design 4 shirts. But then I end up getting caught up in fucking ink colors or fucking the material of the shirt. And then I start going down research. I'm like, oh, shit, when was the fucking polyester invented, huh? And I start going in, and because I'm getting fucking sucked in, I'm glued into this thing. And then now I could tell you, like, how this the sandstone gray, how it came to be and all this fucking shit, right? And then you're like, Bart, where's the 4 shirts? I'm like, oh, fuck, I don't have any shirts made yet. Because okay. I fucking detached from that. And then went, what think? And I'm stuck there.
Got it.
So that's what, because of that, and I know how fucking how much of a time suck it can be. I, like, as soon as I feel it go, I just get back in there, you know, before. Right, so I'm going, oh, look, you gotta cut your nails. I'm like, oh, I sure do gotta cut my nails and get a haircut and get a facial, you know. So I'm like, fucking get your ass back in there. You don't got time for that bullshit.
Got it. Because then you'll probably buy the best fucking clippers out there for your nails.
Yep.
And then you're gonna be like, did you know that Vegas has the number one fucking nail salon of whatever? Yeah. I'll be like, what the fuck? Okay, I get it. Or yeah, it, you do that a
or
lot.
Or even if, like, let's say I'm working or something or doing something, you go, you know, can you just go cut your nails in the shower? You're gonna take a shower anyways. I might end up being in the shower for 2 hours, because then I'm like, well, I might as well fucking loofah, pumice stone, this.
Yeah, pumice stone, please.
And then I'm gonna be like, okay, cool. Now that I now that I'm, like, you know, using a scrubber, I'm going this way. I'm like, I should probably do against the grain too. So I'll go like this. And then I'll probably, so how does that feel? I'll probably go this way. And so now it'll take me, like, if it takes someone, I don't know, 10 minutes to scrub their body, it might take me an hour, because I'm not going to do a bullshit job like how regular people do it.
Yeah, me.
I'm going to do it like a regular person might go like this. Then I'm like, well, that does nothing. So I got to do it, like, in a very orderly fashion. And then we all know that the knee skin is also much thicker.
Yeah.
So if I went 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, the knee needs at least 15 or 20 strokes. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. Like, I can get down into the fucking nitty gritty. Like, if I let OCD take over, it's fucking crazy. You know what I mean? Like, even if I brush my teeth.
How do you keep it at bay? How do you slap it? What are the slapping ways?
Like, as soon as I feel it, I fucking just slap it back in place.
Obviously, you're not slapping it, but what are you saying? Like, what are you just like, nope, you fucking dumbass, let's go this way.
Yeah.
I see. So it's kind of like a food craving when you're on a diet.
Yeah, you got all the self-talk.
Yeah, because you're like, ooh, yeah. I mean, just a little bit. Nope, fucking let's move away.
Yeah, and like, then, even every daily when I brush my teeth, that's why I like to count. Because it removes the other excess shit. I just go 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, whatever, right? But if I don't, I'm like, well, if the molars are in the back.
Oh, no.
The molars need extra attention from the front, because the front is always constantly getting abrasion. And I'm like, okay, cool. Then I should probably, and the molar has 3 sides. So I got to hit the top, this side. Like, I'll fucking get 30 minutes. There's times when I was at home as an only child where I literally brushed my teeth for an hour. When I was just at home because I had nothing else to do. So I just get caught up. I'm just fucking doing that for an entire hour.
Did your mom ever see this behavior?
I don't know. I don't know if she did.
Damn, you should ask her. Man, you guys don't talk at all.
Nah. There's times where I've taken like 12 showers at home too.
Because?
Like, I'm just like, I'm like washing and I come out and I'm like, well, that's not really scrubbing. So I go back in and like scrub. And then I'm like, well, I just scrubbed. Oh, I forgot the lotion. And then I'm like, well, now my, it's not that supple shower skin. So I better go back in and shower. So I shower. And then, okay, now I put the lotion on, you know? And then I start to sweat because I'm moving so much. I'm like, well, fuck, that ruined the shower, didn't it? So I go in and take another shower until I get every single step right.
Holy fucking shit.
And that, and yeah, because of that, I can get carried away so fucking easy. I gotta like get your ass back in lane.
Yeah, fucking let the nails grow, dude.
Yeah.
I don't think I've ever seen that behavior.
Like my personality.
I mean, I have, but like to this extent.
My personality type is probably the motherfuckers that build ships and bottles. That's probably like what I should be fucking doing. Like, look at those kind of, you know what, the fucking monocle?
Monocle?
Or whatever the fuck they have.
Little microscope?
Yeah, that's.
Or like a fucking telescope?
Yeah.
I don't know what the fuck. Monocle. What kind of scope?
Maybe. Monoscope. I don't know.
A fucking monoscope.
Yeah, those two, ADHD and OCD together, it's a horrible combination because they're actually like opposite sides of the spectrum. Like one's I can't focus and one that I focus too hard because that's the compulsive part, right? Where you have to do it, you have to do it, you have to do it. So it's like, that's why it feels like a magnet. Or like, I have to. And then so like once I am on there, then I'm fucking like, hey, fucking it. Oh, I have to. Right? And then above my ADHD kicks in, then I'm like, oh, what's that? Oh, fuck. Like that. So if I can hate fuck the things that are productive, then I just stay glued to it.
Damn.
Yeah.
I'm so exhausted listening to this.
Maybe that's why I sleep early. Maybe I'm exhausted. Maybe that's why it's like 10 o'clock. I'm like,
oh, fuck. You've been hate fucking everything.
Yeah, I'm hate fucking all fucking day. I'm like, oh, shit. It's fucking tiring.
Damn. Do you want to know what mine is like?
Trying to figure out if polka dot or stripes are the best?
Nah, it's not even like that. I mean, for sure, I live with high anxiety. So I'm always thinking of a million things all the goddamn time until it gets done.
Yeah.
So I'm like, it's like a ruminating thought over and over and over and over and over. But it's never to the point where I'm like, oh, okay. Like it like consumes me.
Oh.
Or maybe it does, but like now I just got used to it. But yeah, I don't have anything like that.
Like before, I mean, I pretty much pee before I eat. But if I don't pee before I eat, the whole meal is like, oh, fuck. It just feels crazy, the whole fucking meal.
What does it feel like?
Like, it's just really uneasy. I'm like, oh, shit, I gotta go fucking pee, dude. What the fuck? How come I, and even though I know I don't need to pee because I just peed or something, but I didn't, I didn't go through that ritual. Oh, fuck.
What if you just keep it like that, like for like a week and just like live with that feeling?
I've done it. And honestly, the most beneficial thing to, I think, all of this weird fucking behavior was boot camp. Because like,
You don't have a choice.
You don't have a choice. And it's survival. You're fucking starving. You're hungry. So I think like OCD plus ADHD with like first world, like really nice living, it's and really comforts, bad. It's easy to give in to those things, right? But if you're already don't have time to pee, or people are fucking shitting and pissing in their pants because they already don't have fucking time, then a lot of it doesn't really even fucking matter. I'll still get the urge, but because you're getting like punched in your face, or like there's like crazy hard shit happening, like when you're running out of breath trying to climb up a 10-mile mountain, some of those things that kind of falls by the wayside, because when it's time for survivability, your brain will reprioritize things. So a lot of that really helped me out like crazy. But even on that note, I was the fucking recruit that got yelled at in the fucking shower in first phase.
What is that? What the fuck does that mean?
So first phase is the first phase of boot camp. It's the first month.
How many phases are there?
Three phases in Marine Corps boot camp. So you have first phase, which is at MCRD, which is Marine Corps Recruit Depot in San Diego. Second phase, you go to Camp Pendleton where you do all the shooting and all the mountain warfare type shit. In first phase, because I was still like assimilating and I was still trying to get used to OCD, we were not taking showers, right? Like the we have shower games, but we don't take showers. So shower games is like we come back from fucking training at like 10 o'clock at night. Everyone got fucking dirt, fucking camel paint, all that fucking bullshit. There's 80 of us. There's only like 10 showers. Like, everyone get the fuck in the shower right now. So you're running. Turn on the hot water right now. You turn on and then put a soap on you right now. Oh, get the fuck out of the shower. So you're literally in the shower for 30 minutes. Oh, you want to move slow? Get the fuck back in the shower. Second to me.
30 seconds?
Yeah, 30 seconds. Get the fuck back in the shower. Turn the water hot, cold, and you have clothes on. So you're just rubbing soap over your clothes. So you have soap suds, dirt, whatever. Get the fuck out of my head right now. And you're going to sleep. So you go to sleep all fucked up. You still have mud.
And you're all wet?
You're wet. Your shit's all fucked up, right? Like wet, mud, dirt, soap, camel. Because you just really want to shake up your life. Sometimes you're running into the fucking shower with boots on. And then you're sleeping. They just really want to show you anything can be done. Whatever comforts you thought, out the window. I'm the motherfucker when it's lights out. I'm there. Everyone's probably exhausted from a whole day of training. Like, everyone's snoring. But my fucking OCD is like. And I wait for everyone to sleep. And then I get up. And I bring my soap. And my, like, my washcloth. And I go in there. So I would rather. I'm exhausted, right? We went to sleep probably like 11 or 12. We're going to wake up at 4 a.m. every morning, lights up, lights, 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 lights. I would rather waste my sleep to still shower for that extra 30 minutes by myself in my personal time. And I was the motherfucker that was there one night when a drill instructor walks by at midnight and he goes, "What the fuck? What the fuck are you doing?" And I'm like, "This recruit's taking a shower, sir." He goes, "You're taking a fucking shower? You're taking a fucking shower?" I'm like, "Yes, sir." He goes, "Get the fuck out of my head right now." And then, but I was still the motherfucker that
took a shower.
Did it because that's how strong the it is that I was like, I can't go to sleep not clean.
You're a bitch. No, I'm just kidding. Yeah. No, it sounds like it's a fucking nightmare, man. I'm sure there's positive shit to it, though.
I think when I'm like lock onto anything, I can hate fuck everything I lock onto.
Yeah. You have crazy focus.
Yeah. So I think if I get focused and I get sucked into something, I think that's why I learn really fast about things and I can get really immersed into a world. And that's the really productive side of it.
Damn. Always learn something new.
Yeah.
That is fucking nutsos. I mean, that's pretty rad, though. Like, you've been able to, like, figure out, like, what it is. Like, what's the good, the bad, and then how to make it work for yourself. It only took you 38 years.
Yeah. I mean, so I just realized.
Yeah, so fuck the nails. And the, I get it.
And the low, and like, in the list of priorities.
Yeah, fuck it. It ain't that up there.
It's not that important.
So I just, like, I'm sorry for bringing it up. I'll never bring it up again.
I pretty much, my signal to cut my nails is when the nails start getting bent forward when I'm wearing shoes and it hurts. I'm like, oh, fine. I have to cut it. Now it's not an aesthetic thing.
Please,
it
let's actually, not go back there. That just fucking hurts my fucking body.
Like it actually hurts. So.
Oh, okay. On that note, let's wrap it up. Let's wrap it up. Yeah, that's it. I'm done. I'm out of here. Thank you so much for listening.
See you guys next time.
Okay, bye.